Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Shin Dalad Mem. We are up to Sif Beis, the second line on page Kuf Tzadi Hei. We're about to turn on to page 390. The Mechaber says in Sif Beis, Hoya Yodeya Minyan Yom Sheyotzabo. Continuing yesterday's discussion, a person gets lost in the desert, he doesn't know what day is Shabbos. So the Mechaber discusses over here that he knows how many days ago he left. Kigon sheyodeya shehayom yom revi'i o yom chamishi liyitziyaso. He knows today is day 4 or 5 from when he left. Aval eino yodeya be'ezi yom yotza. The only problem is he forgot what day he left. But he knows how many days ago he left. So muter lasos melocha kol ma sheyotza b'yom shmini liyitziyaso. So on day number 8 of when he left, it will be the same day of the week. Like we know, the bris is the same day the baby is born. So the day you left, 8 days later, will be the same day of the week. You could do as much malacha as you want. Shebiyom kazeh yotza mebeis. So that same day of the week is when you left his house. Debevadei lo yotza b'Shabbos. For sure, he didn't leave on Shabbos. Since you're not allowed to leave on Shabbos, so he didn't leave on Shabbos. So if he knows 8 days later, even though he doesn't know what date it is, he could assume that's not Shabbos. And he could do as much malacha as he wants. V'chein biyom chamishasar. You can always go every 7 days. He has one day that he knows is for sure not Shabbos. That's the day he left. He can keep doing malacha as much as he wants. Day 1, day 8, day 15, day 22. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Yud. Be'ezi yom yotza. So we said again in the Mechaber, Aval einu yodeh be'ezi yom yotza. He knows how many days ago he left, but he does not know what day of the week it was. The Alkain, and therefore Asar Lasos Tekef Malacha. He's not allowed to do Malacha right away when he realizes he left 4 or 5 days ago. No Malacha today. The Shema Yatza B'Yom Sheni U'Shlishi. Maybe he left on Monday or Tuesday. V'Hayom Yom Shabbos. And today when he realized that it's Shabbos. V'Chein B'Yom Shishi U'Shvi'i. He also can't do Malacha 6 or 7 days after he left. The Shema Yatza B'Yom Rishon V'Sheni. Maybe he left on Sunday or Monday. He can only do Malacha 8 days after he left. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Yud Aleph. Aval B'Yom Tshi'i Aser. Now the 9th day is going to be Aser. The Hagam De'ein Derech Loseis Mibeso Be'er Shabbos. Even though it is not normal for a person to leave his house on Friday, so we know that the 8th day is not Shabbos. So the 9th day would be Friday. Aval b'yom shi'i aser. Da'agam de'ein derech loseis mibeis over Shabbos. Even though it's not regular for a person to leave his house on Friday, dilma nikla le'shyara, maybe a caravan presented itself, unafak be'erev Shabbos, and that was grounds based on the halacha that we learned previously, way back in the beginning of Chel Gimel. That was grounds to leave his house on Erev Shabbos. V'imkein, and if so, yom shi'i li'tziyasohu Shabbos. And if that is so, then the 9th day from when he left would be Shabbos. If he left on Erev Shabbos, so day number 9 would be Shabbos, so that would be off limits. You can't assume that day 9 is okay because he wouldn't have left on Friday. Maybe he would have left on Friday. Aval, biyom shmini. However, on the 8th day from when he left, v'chein b'leilo, and the night before, it is mutter to do malacha. V'kasu ha'achorim, the achorim write a very logical thing. V'im yocha lasos malacha ba'oso yom. If he, the day that he knows for sure is not Shabbos, if he's able to do enough malacha that day, she'yasvik lo l'hisparneis mizeh kol ha'shavua, he could do enough work that day, can give him food for the rest of the week, osur lasos malacha kol ha'shavua, then he would have to do all the work that day, where he knows it's not Shabbos, and he would be osur to do malacha any other day, do enough parnasa that one day for the whole week, and that way you want to be mechal Shabbos any other days. And now the Mishnah Berurah goes on and says, V'hinei atzim en zeh beirarnu be'ezas Hashem v'Mishnah Berurah kol ha'avos melachos v'todoseihen. Until here in Chela Gimel, we have finished be'ezas Hashem to explain all the avos melachos and their todos. V'gam ha'shvusim shegodru chazal lios yog v'gedel ha'teira. And also we included all the shvusim derabanan, all the fences that Chazal made around the daraisas ha'muskarim v'ha'shulchan aruch that are mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch. Levad mi malacha hotza'a. One of malacha that we left off in Chela Gimel is the malacha of hotza'a, carrying outside on Shabbos. Sheyavorim yirtza Hashem b'simen haba. That is going to be the beginning of Chela Dalet b'ezra Hashem. V'lo nishar lanu. The only thing left for us, says the Chavetz Chaim, ki im lahatik po od eza avos malacha shel nisku po b'shulchan aruch. There are some avos malachos the Mechaber left off, and the Mishnah Berurah feels that we have to discuss them now a little bit, so he's going to add on the rest of them. Tahainu, and these avos malachos that the Shulchan Aruch left off are hamenapets, which is the beating of the wool, as we'll see. Vatviya, Vatoive, which is the spinning of the strings. Vahamesech, which is the warping. Vahosa shtei bate nirin, which is making the heddles, which is part of the instrument that they use for weaving. Vahorek shnei chutin, and one who weaves two strings. Vahapotseya shnei chutin, and one who unravels two strings. Unnevarim ba'achas la'achas. We're going to explain all of those briefly right now. A little bit of a lesson in how to weave. Aleph. Hasorek tzemer upishnu shar dvarim, one who combs out wool or linen or other things. Kemosha sarkin hapishnu vatzemer, the normal way in which one combs out linen or wool. O kemosha noftzim atzemer lasos halavodim, or the one, or the way a person normally will draw apart the wool in order to make felt. Vamenape tzagidin, and one who is menapates the sinews, the hainu shechovet b'makel al hagidin, a person who takes a stick and beats the gidin, ad she'osa oson kechutin litvos oson, until they turn into strings that can be spun. So gidin that we use for different types of things, that fill in and other things, they have to be beaten until they are soft enough to be able to be spun. Kemosha sofren osen, like the sofren do. Koze karui menapets v'chayev. These are all under the av malach of menapets, and one will be chay v'chatos. Aval ha-menapets give ole pishton v'kanabos. But one who is beating stalks of linen or hemp, Chayev mishum dosh, that's a different av malacha, that would be threshing. Share motzi ha-pishtan va-kanabos min ha-givolim. Because then you are removing the part that you need, which is the pishtan and the kanabos from the stalks themselves. Beis. Hatove orech arba tfachim, one who spins a string or any of these materials for tfachim worth. Mikol dover hanitve, from anything that spins, is chayev. Echar hatove es ha-tzemer, whether you are spinning wool. O pishtan, or linen, o notza, or feathers, o sa'aros, or hair, o gidin, or sinews, v'chein kol kayotze bazeh, anything similar, if you spin that amount for tfachim, one will be chayiv. V'lav davka b'kli, lav davka that you use any kind of vessel, kemo shekarin spin redel, which is a spinning wheel, ela filuim tova b'yadayim, even if you do the spinning with your hands, Shekach haderech litvos, that's the way you normally spin. Kemo shetoven hanoshim biyadayim ala shpindle, like women use a spindle and they spin the string with their hands. Umikram malehu, and we have a pasuk that mentions this, biyodeha tovu, that with her hands she spun. Vahalokea chutin v'shozer osan, or one who takes strings that are already spun and they intertwine them. Gam kein chayev mishum tova, all that is part of the av malacha of tova. V'chein ha'usa levodim, and so to one who makes felt. Dehainu mashakorin, kapelushin, opilshitzin, which are different types of hats. Hareze toledes tova v'chayev, those are also toldos of tova, and one is chayev. Gimel. Ha'usa shtei batei nirin, one who makes two batei nirin is going to be chayev. Skip the brackets. Now shtei batei nirin, in the picture books, if you look there, they don't have them over here, but they have the loom that they used to use for the weaving, and it's the nettles of the little holes that they would put the strings through. So that's making two bate nirim, which we'll see. Ha'osa nafo kfaro, one who makes some kind of sifter or sieve, o sal or basket, o svacha or a net, o sha'orag mita b'chavolim, or someone who's weaving together a bed with ropes. V'hu adin bekash, or with straw, b'chol dav, or any other material, hareze toledes osa nirin. That is a tolda of making the nirin. U'mishiyase shnei batim chayiv. Once he makes shnei batim a certain size, he's already going to be chayiv. U'pirish Rashi. Tahanoch lav nirin mamish. We're not talking about the nirin, which are the holes that the strings go through for the weaving. Eler shemisharsher u'markiv chut echad b'shesi melamata v'echem lamalo. Rather, a person who loops and fastens one string going in a vertical way down below and one on top, umamida shasi blanketikuno, and he puts through the shasi the regular way, meaning he starts the weaving process. Dalid, derech ha'organ, the way that one weaves, shemotchin ha'chutin tchila b'orech ha'yiriya u'berachva, that you stretch out the strings first by the length of the fabric and the width. Ushnayim ochazin zemikan vezemikan, and two people grab hold of the fabric that is being stretched out, one on this side, one on that side. The echad shovet b'shevet alachutin, and one hits with a stick on those strings. Umesakin osam zebit sadze, and he hits them and fixes them up. That way they'll be individual strings. They won't be caught together. That way all the strings will be going in the same direction, either vertical or horizontal. And one who sets up the strings, he stretches them out the way that weavers normally do it. That's called mesach. When he folds it over, and he starts mixing together the horizontal strings and the vertical strings and starts putting it together, nikra oreg, that is called weaving. Hey, ha-mesach chayev, one who does this mesach is chayev, va-shovet al-achutin ashi yisparku v'yisaknim, and one who hits the strings until they straighten out and they get fixed up, ha-reza toled as mesach, that's a tolda of mesach. Va-medaktik as achutin u-mafridan ve-es ha-rigil, one who beats the strings and separates them during the weaving process, ha-reza toled as oreg. So if you do it during the weaving, that would be a tolda of oreg. Vav, echad ha-oreg be-beged. Whether one is weaving a garment or bakanimu with reeds, osha usin chalono, so he's making some kind of frame like a window, mechatichas eitz, from pieces of wood, kemosha usin lasache chalav, like some people use for sach, they take wooden slats and they make vertical and horizontals in and out, obis sa'aros, obachodavar, or with hairs, or anything else that one is weaving, he's going to be chayiv. Vahakoleya nimen usaros lechodavar, one who braids strings or hairs or anything else, Harezet toledes oreg v'chayev, that is the tolda of weaving, and one is chayev echatas. V'hanimili besalosh, this is only if the hair is detached from the body. Aval koleya sa'aros rosh b'mechuber eino ka'oreg. But one who is braiding hair of the head while it's attached to the head, you're putting in a girl's hair some braids, that is not like oreg. The ain derech ariga b'mechuber barosh, it's not normal to be braiding and weaving while the hair is attached to the head. The gam ain't so for l'skayim, also a braid that's made in the hair is not made to be permanent, it will come out, so that will not be the av melacha. Avol, however, al kol panim iser yesh bazel l'kloa ol hatir kliyasa, there will be an iser d'rabanan to make a braid in hair that is on the head, or to undo a braid, like we learned earlier in Simon Shin Gimel, Sivcha Vav, Ayin Shama Mishabura. Zayin ha-potzeya shnei chutin, la-rambam ha-motzi ha-shesimen ha-erev olehipuch, the Rambam learns, potzeya shnei chutin, that av malacha is when you separate out the vertical strings from the horizontal strings, you separate them, u-la-raivit shechata shnei chutin achar ha-riga min ha-maseches. And the Raivit learns that potzei shnei chutim is when you cut off two strings after the weaving from the loom, you will be chayiv. V'tzrichin rofei Yisraeli zoher, Jewish doctors have to be careful, k'shetzrichim chutim beforadim, when they need individual strings, liten al hamaka, to make stitches, v'lochin chatichas beged pishen u'mafridin achutim, and they take a piece of linen and they start separating out strings, have a malacha daraisa, taking out those strings would be this malacha daraisa v'potzeya shnei chutim, kol zeh meluka meharambam v'chai odam v'azirchut haras Moshe. This is all compilated from the Rambam, the Chai Odam, and the Zirchut haras Moshe. That concludes Simen Shin Dalet Mem and Chelek Gimel. Mazel Tov, Mitzvah Shem. Next time we'll begin Chelek Dalet.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.